As most of you know, I love my Vive, love it, and I love my VR games. And you were asking which games I actually play. Now, I'm incredible at headshots, it turns out, so I do play some first-person shooters, but not like a whole ton.
It's called headshots. Wow.
I'm incredible at headshots.
I'm incredible at headshots. Like, I have like super accuracy in headshots. It's ridiculous. I'm also a vegetarian. So just like to throw that out there. Not going to be shooting anything. For real. But then I have like table tennis, and I have a game called Audio Shield where like the beat of the music is shown in spheres that you punch out of the air. But then I have a meditation VR game that I like where you can pick anywhere, well, not anywhere in the world, like anywhere conceivable to go sit and do a guided meditation.
Nice.
So I meditated in a cave on the moon one day.
Wow.
I've also like come home, sat in my living room, and been just on a beach, and the water just laps up, and yeah, it's good. Dave plays like Arizona Sunshine and Fallout 4.
Dave has the beach meditation.
Dave doesn't play the meditation stuff as much. And then we did get the Star Trek game.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. And that brings me to my point, is that I have not yet experienced modern VR.
Right.
Have you experienced
you haven't?
It? No.
What do you mean?
We went to VRTO. The show went to VRTO.
Okay.
And we sent Henry.
What do you mean?
Okay. And Henry had a blast.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't get to go.
So what do you mean by modern VR?
Modern VR, like I played Virtual Boy.
That's not real.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's a failed reality. Yeah. Yeah. No, my virtual reality experience comes out of things like the early days. So VR, Virtual Boy was the original.
So you're like
Nintendo.
Ahead of the curve, right?
Yeah.
So you
that's
got
what
to
I'll
see
say.
Like the very beginning, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
And so
cool.
Now that it's taken off and become as realistic as it is, that you can sit and meditate on the moon in a cave.
That's right. You're going
to
be.
I've yet to experience
blown
that.
Blown away. Like it is incredible. Dogs in Dead Effect 2, like, I don't think they're actually dogs. They're like weird,
alien
rabid,
creatures.
Four-legged things. But they just come out you out of nowhere. And you flinch. And when you crouch, you're crouching behind things.
Oh, yeah? Have you ever come close to like taking out your TV?
No, because Dave is careful. And so he
Dave
set
is
up,
like your spotter?
No, he calibrated the system so that you're always, like your main view is pointing away from the TV.
Oh, that's smart.
Right?
So when Dave is spectating on the couch,
I've
gets
almost
one in
hit
the face.
Him. Yeah, I've almost hit him. And he, in turn, has almost hit me. He actually, once we were playing...
in turn? he fights back.
We were playing a longbow game.
Yeah.
And he didn't know where I was sitting, but he literally, for like 10 minutes, was just shooting arrow after arrow at me. I was like, oh.
Oh, cool. Have you ever done VR?
Yes, on a few occasions.
What have you done?
I don't think I could name the specific brands and all of that stuff, but I have done the Google Travel All Over the World one.
Yeah, Google
which
Earth.
Which is very cool.
That's in VR
very, very
now?
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
you
so,
can
cool.
walk
yeah.
down the streets. Yeah.
So
no
I had actually... What was kind of interesting, though, was the person that I did it with as well visited places that we had already been. So it was really interesting because I had just gone to Florence for a week, my first time traveling in Italy, and so I was able to use Google Earth to visit the very places that I was.
So are these like Street View images that have been converted into 360?
Not
or?
Street View. I think like it's very much like a reconstruction.
Okay.
So there's not like people walking around and stuff like that.
Right.
I don't remember people. But
it's like it is like the Google Maps. You know when you go into Google Maps and you click that little person icon.
Yeah.
And then you like
yeah,
it's picture after picture.
So that I can see
exactly.
What, so is it like that?
Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah. I would say it's a little more cartoonish, right? At least the version that I tried. Mm-hmm. That was last fall.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But pretty cool. I had the opportunity to get on another game, just tried so many different games. I think the coolest one was probably a paint program. It was like a 3D paint program.
Oh, okay. And you're really into creative design and
stuff.
Well, so.
This was the most, well, one of the most unique because, of course, it was like boxing games and like shooting games were like terrifying for me, like zombies coming at me. I'm like, no, like this is not a good time. But I really liked the paint one because it was something that I would never be able to do in real life. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be able to do a video game. I might actually, be in a circumstance of war. I don't know why. Hopefully never. But the paint one was really interesting because I was able to, like, paint things in 3D and then teleport myself to the other side of the room, which was, like...
So cool.
Like, when do you ever get to do that ever, right?
Wow.
It was really amazing. Was and that, just being able to, like... Sorry. Sparkles.
Was that tilt brush?
Yes, I think
yes.
so. Yeah, that one was really neat. And then also I was actually able to see an invention of someone at OCAD U's lab. And
so they had like a VR version so that you could see it?
Well, they had like a VR setup because that was part of this particular researcher's thing. And it was so funny because he said, oh, like, let me just show you something that I made in like a couple hours. It's like, it's not that great. And so we put this thing... I had the VR glasses on, and it was blood vessels. Like, it was like the flip being inside a blood vessel in a giant room, and these huge, like, I don't know what you call them, cells, blood cells, red blood cells and white blood cells. And there were just, it wasn't a lot of them, but they were just circling around and, like, moving. And I was like, that blew my mind as well. Because
there's so much potential.
Well, it's just so interesting because he was like, oh, yeah, it took a couple hours. And it wasn't really that... I don't think he was playing it down or anything.
Yeah,
he just basically said, I just made this thing. But I was blown away because that experience is also like, when will you ever see crazy floating cells just going around? Like, it's just so different.
Like, I see stuff like that, and like, I think it would like bring me to tears with the thought that this could be used for like micro surgeries and things like that. To be able to immerse yourself to remove a tumor or something like that and have robotics control what you're doing on the macro scale.
They use for training purposes, they use VR for people who are doing like helicopter rescues, right? So that you can kind of get the butterfly feeling out. You know exactly what you're doing,
like
right?
For training?
Wow. For training purposes.
Okay.
That's really
they
good.
They also use it for therapy and phobias.
Nice. Right? Now, so I have seen...
Expose yourself in a safe environment.
In Toronto, there is an amazing setup for vehicle rehabilitation for people who have been through tragedies in a car accident and things like that.
Right.
Where they're immersed in a vehicular scenario that's completely VR. But everything from... But it's a real car. They're sitting in an Audi with the steering wheel and everything else, and the rain is coming down in front of them, but they're surrounded in screens, and it could totally be used for that. Or think about people who can't travel, going back to your Google Earth VR, and so, you know, you were there.
Yeah.
And
well,
then you went there, and hey, this is cool, but imagine if you were bound to a wheelchair or a hospital bed, and you could just put on this headset, and I'm in Venice, or, you know, on a date with my wife somewhere halfway around the world.
That's true.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say one of the interesting things about some of the experiences, like I had a chance to get on a rocket and like fly over buildings, and it was pretty cool. But what was interesting was that only certain games for me had like an emotional impact and like stayed in my brain, like locked in my brain. Because I really thought flying around on a rocket would be more fun. And it was at first. I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Never done this before. But after a while, I don't know. It just kind of wore off, maybe. I was just I'm just kind of flying around on the city. And I go this way and I go that way. And there's buildings this way. Here's a tall one. Here's a short one. And then maybe... being more immersed in like a game and also having the element of something you absolutely cannot do anywhere else within this known world, right? Like seeing crazy huge objects or all sorts of things.
What has your VR experience been so far, or have you had any experience, or are you like me and you've played Virtual Boy which was pathetic?
Your door is always open, Robbie.
You can come over.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
Yeah, but you selflessly gave someone else the opportunity to do what you would have liked to have done. So that's even better.
There you go. Oh, that's a great way to spin it.
Yeah.
I allowed Sasha to buy an HTC Vive and then come back and report.
That's a bigger gift. Yeah, I'm not going to go further with it.
It was a news story that made it happen. Do you remember? I do.
Yeah. Yes. Anytime we do a news story about a product, Sasha buys it.
It's true.
It's wonderful.
Or if we do,
like,
an unboxing.
Anytime money's tight, I just have to review something really, really cool.
It's true. Like, and yeah, it's unfortunate. I fall in love with little gadgets very easily.
Oh, yeah.